Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Father. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we worship you and we praise you. We thank you for this beautiful, glorious, magnificent day that you have sent. I am so grateful, Lord, for all the things you send. I'm grateful for the rain you send at times. I'm grateful for the flowers you bring forth. I'm grateful for everything that you do, Lord, and I just worship you and praise you for the abundance of all things, because you are a mighty God. Lord, I worship you and praise you and thank you for all of the wonderful things you have done for me and for others as we have prayed and stood on your word. I thank you, Father. I worship you and praise you and thank you. Now, Lord, as your word goes out, use it today to bring glory and honor to your precious name. And we give you all the praise and the glory and the honor. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Today I'm continuing to talk about why that there's so little power, or at least why I believe there's so little power in the church. And of course, I believe that is the same reason it was wrong with me most of my life. I didn't draw near to God. I didn't praise God. There's a whole lot of things I've learned in this book that is the reasons why there's no power in the church. But one of those, in fact, I spoke a complete service here a while back, not long ago, on praise. How we should wake up in the morning praising the Lord. How we should walk around through the day raising our hands and saying, praise the Lord Jesus. But do it really from your heart. Don't just do it. Do it because you love God. When you walk into your workplace, you know, raise a hand to speak to somebody and say, praise the Lord Jesus, how are you doing today? And if you will do that, you will be doing the things the Lord wants you to do. And that is one more of the things that you have to do if you really want to see the Lord share his power with you and really answer your prayers. There is so many requirements in the Word of God. But one of the things I know is praise is absolutely lacking in our lives. The real appreciation for God is and what he has done is absolutely, it will come to pass if we will praise him. And praise him brings us into the presence of God. Because he clearly said in Psalm 100 verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. So how do you think he wants us to enter into his worship center? He wants us to enter into his worship center, praising him and thanking him for who he really is. Now, God absolutely desires to be near his people so much that he sent his Holy Spirit to take up residency just inside his children. Now, he didn't send the Holy Spirit to come close on the outside to us. He sent the Holy Spirit to take up residency within our body. He has moved in. We are his dwelling place. When you begin to get a hold of who you are in Christ, then you will begin to be on your right path to seeing the Lord do great and mighty things when you pray for people. But he absolutely has sent the Holy Spirit, which is a very unique experience to receive the power of the Holy Spirit, because that's so well laid out in the book of Acts. I don't see how anybody could miss that. But a lot of us do. Just goes to show the ability of the enemy to deceive us. If there's anything I can say about the devil, that beast is always on the job. I will have to say, he don't never take a break or take a vacation. He is always on the job. And he's doing a pretty bad thing to lots of people, I will have to say, because we have not learned who we are and what we can do against the enemy. But praise God for the Holy Spirit. He is our teacher, and he has taken up residency within your body. And when you open your heart and allow the Spirit of God to fill you, to baptize you, and take possession of every part of your body, you find that he is much nearer than ever before. He will be a much greater God to you than you have ever known. Now, then, as he is allowed to continue to dwell in your heart richly, teaching and guiding you into a closer relationship with the Father and a pure life of holiness, the greatness of God will become absolutely more, much more apparent to you. He will increase in your life. Now, that's what all of us want the Lord to do. We want the Holy Spirit to increase in our life. Well, if you want to see the Lord increase in your life, then ask the Father in the name of Jesus to fill you with the mighty Holy Spirit every morning of your life. When you get up, wake up worshiping and praising the King. He is worthy of your worship and praise. So whatever you do, wake up praising the King, praising the Father in the name of Jesus. Now, that's the only way you can get it done. So whatever you do, when you wake up in the morning, wake up worshiping and praising the Lord. And as you do that, our King will become absolutely much closer to you, and you will know him better, and you will begin to understand who this great and mighty Holy Spirit is. And you'll find out that he will be a much greater God to you than you have ever known. Then, as he is allowed to continue to dwell in you richly, teaching and guiding you into a closer relationship with the Father and a pure life of holiness, the greatness of God will become more and more apparent to you. He will increase in your life. All you got to do is make yourself available to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you will make yourself available to him, he will begin to do great and mighty things. Now, the more you come to know him, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, by walking beside him day and night, and the more you feed upon the Word, the more he will become absolutely a mighty God, and the more he will increase in your sight and in your life. And all that we know of God, we know by faith. Because in Romans 10:17, it says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now, like I said, that's written in Romans 10:17. So it's very important to feed upon the Word of God. I cannot, absolutely cannot, overemphasize the importance of studying God's mighty Word and hide it in your heart. Because if the enemy comes against you, ladies and gentlemen, if the enemy begins to come against you in the area especially of financial problems or sickness and disease, which is what he does, and he does very well to us, if we have to go get our owner's manual, which is the Bible, and look up a problem whenever we need the answer, forget it. If you're not any better learned in the Word of God, you will never be able to overcome the enemy when he comes to your house. Because you absolutely will have to have the Word hidden in your heart. Now, the more you come to know him by walking beside him day by day, then the more you feed upon his Word. And the more you feed upon his Word, the more you will increase in your sight. All that we know of God, we know by faith. Think of that, folks. We didn't have the privilege of walking with a king when he was here on the earth. So all we know is what somebody else wrote to us in a book about him, until you begin to seek him diligently and learn who he is. And when you begin to seek him diligently, he, just like he promised in his Word, he will come and dwell with you, and he will absolutely show you great, great, great and mighty things. He is absolutely an awesome God. So it's important to feed upon the Word of God. It is strange, but some who pay very little heed to the Word of God absolutely still appear to have his power. But he will not honor with his presence those who dishonor his Word. Now, that is a very, very major point right there. You must honor the Word of God. You must walk holy before the King. The Word itself will help cleanse and cleanse our lives of the sins which stand between us and God. Should a young man cleanse his way by taking heed therein according to your word? Now the Lord tells us clearly that we should cleanse our way, because he wrote that for us in Psalms 119:9. Now, as the Lord has dealt with me about this matter, God made it very plain that if these things were allowed to persist in my life, in other words, if sin were tolerated and allowed to remain, he would continue to be at a distance from me, and at that distance he could only be to me the little meaningless God whom so many others profess to serve. The only way God could increase his power to my life and use me for his glory was for me to keep out everything that came between us. The only way he could remain the great I am, and for me to continually walk in the light of his word and by the power of his spirit. Now, I had to decrease daily and become more absorbed in Christ, who must increase. He must increase in our lives. Not could increase or might increase, but must increase if you want to see the power of God flow through you. There is no other way of doing it. He must increase in control of my life if I am to have his power. He absolutely has to increase, or it's absolutely impossible. So you have to realize that we are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Galatians 2:20. Fill me with your spirit, Lord. Fill me all overflowing. Not just fill me one day, but fill me every day, Father, that I may be used of you for your glory. You can call us and get these teachings at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can get us on the web at www.tlsm.org. And also, we'd like to invite you to our church on every Sunday afternoon at 2 to 4 at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. You go north on 35E until you get to Walnut Hill. Turn right or east on Walnut Hill and go four streets to Shady Trail. Turn right. We're about 300 yards down on the right. We're there every Sunday afternoon, and we have church from 2 to 4 p.m., and the Lord does many mighty miracles. Praise his holy name.